Awesome. I'd like to introduce the next speakers, Florian and Robert. It's going to talk about from zero to useless to hero. So take it away.
Yeah, thank you guys. So as was already said, basically today we want to tell you how we took a lot of useless runtime data and basically turned this into a little bit more useful runtime data. My name is Robert, and if this thing works, you can see me over there, and that's Florian. You can look us up on Twitter or whatever. And we will be here after the talk, so let's have a chat on this. I will give you some context first on where we did this thing. So we had this little project inside Deutsche Telekom where we basically built a complete voice assistant platform. So we wanted something where we can build our own voice assistants. And the idea behind that was basically instead of using the assistants that you know, like Alexa and so on, we wanted to have our own platform to deliver something which is completely GDPR compliant, where the user has a lot of control over his data, and finally bringing him basically the best experience when he's interacting with other products from our ecosystem, like TV, telephony, or smart home. Now, typically, such ambitious projects are delivered within the so-called iHub at Deutsche Telekom. So that's basically an innovation factory which produces such things. And we really do it from prototype to production, so really the whole way. And you can imagine that if you do that, within a short time frame, your team and everything around it grows immensely. So we basically started at zero with a very small team with a prototype, and in the end came out, and here I have some numbers for you, basically with one international cooperation. So we delivered this platform together with our telco friends from Orange and over 900 direct collaborators on the project, probably many hundred more if you look at a bigger org chart. And finally also having like, I think, over 500 active Git repositories that make up this platform, and over 100 unique services which are all doing something to deliver this voice assistant. So that's the context here.
So thank you. So we started time point zero. So this must be started as a greenfield project, so nothing to see for miles around. Everything is crystal clear. What a lack. We could use the tools we want to, so we can do hype-driven development. And I promise the architecture I will show you on the next slide is not as beautiful as this landscape. But let me start. For the smart speaker, we first need some voice services. So we have the group for handling voice commands to apply natural language understanding and so on. We also need some services that act with the devices, roll out new firmware versions, sending push notifications. In front of these two service groups, we have two gateways, one for handling the admin access and one for handling the API. So admin, some mostly administrative calls that are done by humans. Everything runs in a Kubernetes cluster, so we have this new shiny, brave new world of the cloud-native things. It runs in some cloud. The provider doesn't only provide the virtual machines, it also provides storage technologies. And in front of our cluster, we have a proxy that terminates the SSL connection. What's missing is the skill. The skill is, you will know it from Alexa or something else. So if you ask for the weather forecast, we process the voice command. And if we know we should call the weather skill, we call the weather skill. And the weather skill knows where he asks for the current weather forecast. For example, calling another weather provider. I lied if I said there was nothing to see for miles around. Of course, there's something in the Deutsche Telekom universe. For example, an identity management system or the content delivery network that we need to ship firmware versions to the speakers. So the speaker is one client. The second client is the mobile application. And we also need to build a secure software system, and therefore we have tokens and certificates and two-factor authentication, so everything that's necessary. And I feel that this is quite a complex architecture. And a complex architecture leads to a complex software system because everything is distributed. And the more the application is distributed, the more things, the more pieces you need to watch. And it's more likely that things are happen to fail. And you have latency, and you can't scale away latency. So you need to handle this. And you need to understand what happens if an error occurs. And therefore, you need to collect all the things and combine them and do analysis. And I feel that the analysis is also quite complex. But that's not a problem that we are facing. We are the first one that, or we are only facing this problem. There are others. And gladly, there is a toolchain available. And I feel that the default toolchain within the cloud native world is really advanced. So for Matrix, we're using Prometheus and Grafana. So Matrix is sampling-based operational data. For textual event-based operational data, we use Fluent. We collect them with Fluentd and store them in Elasticsearch and use Kibana to analyze it. And for distributed tracing, the spans, the unit of work, it's also event-based, and we're using Spring Cloud Fluce and Zipkin for exploration. So we started this project, I guess, 4 years ago. And since then, we did some changes to the initial setup. We replaced Zipkin with Jaeger. We want to roll out Humio in the next weeks, months, to replace our logging stack. And we do not run Grafana and Prometheus within our cloud platform. We use Grafana Cloud. So, and in the next step, we thought, we need to combine all this information. We need to link it so as close as possible, this different kinds of operational data. And because we're enterprisey, we come simply up with a solution called standardize all the things. And everyone was really happy about our standards that we roll out in our development team. So let me present the generic standard runtime data smart hub service data model.